Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about Mississippi State University Extension's new soil testing laboratory director. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Carrie Jones, soil testing laboratory director at Mississippi State University Extension. Carrie, what are your roles as the new manager of the soil testing lab?
We have had a lot of people retire from the lab recently, so right now I have many roles. I'm filling in wherever I'm needed, from adding soil samples to the dryer to measuring soil organic matter to analyzing plant tissue. I'm enjoying the challenges and the problem solving that this position has provided.
Soil testing is so important for so many reasons. Why should we be well informed about our soil?
We all recognize healthy plants and enjoy fresh fruits and vegetables. Healthy plants are more disease resistant. They produce more flowers or more fruit, depending on what you're interested in. Healthy plants require healthy soil. Plants take nutrients from the soil, and if what they need isn't there, the appearance or the yield, etc., suffers. Soil tests provide information on what's happening in your soil. Soil tests tell you the pH of the soil, which is incredibly important to making nutrients available to the plants. Much of our soil in Mississippi is acidic, so lower than 7 on a pH scale. If you have an acidic soil, the soil test will have recommended lime application to raise the pH to a level that makes nutrients more accessible to plants.
And micronutrients and macronutrients, are those included in the soil tests?
Absolutely. Your micronutrient amounts will be listed as well as macronutrients.
So does a soil test ever indicate whether something maybe harmful could be in the soil?
Not so much harmful, but a soil test will give an optimal range of nutrients that is required for the crop that you're trying to grow. So if you're deficient in a nutrient or if there's an excess of a nutrient in your soil, then the soil test will provide that information.
Okay, so with that said, what would be a reason to get our soil tested? Would it be because we're trying to grow a certain type of plant or crop?
Absolutely. So the soil test will be customized for whatever it is that you're trying to grow. And a lot of times we apply fertilizers, and if a little is good, a lot is better. But that's more expensive and a greater cost to the producer. So we want to optimize to make everything as economically feasible as possible.
Is there anything that you want to see done as a new person to this position? Anything you want to add or do in the future?
There are several equipment upgrades I would love to have, and those will be added in the years to come. I want to make the lab as efficient as possible so that the customers get those soil test results back as quickly as possible.
And if anyone has questions or wants an MSU Extension agent to come out to their place and look at their land and make recommendations upon seeing the results of the soil test, would that be something that we could make happen?
Absolutely. Each county has an extension agent, and those people are wonderfully helpful at making home visits and getting you the information that you need so that you can grow whatever it is you want to grow.
And that's free of charge.
And that is all free of charge.
So if an individual wants to take a soil sample on their own and send their soil to the laboratory to be tested, what do they do?
So the most important thing is, rather than just getting one piece of soil, get several scoops. You want to get below the cover of the vegetation, dig down deep to about 3 inches or so at least, reach down to where the roots are able to get what they need. So you want to pretend like you're getting the soil from the roots perspective and be sure that you're getting in that growing zone.
Okay, that's a really good tip. So just take a few spoonfuls and put that in a container and then go to your MSU Extension County office.
That's correct. So the county office will have the forms and the soil boxes that you need to be able to mail that sample in.
So how would we contact the soil lab at Mississippi State University?
We welcome your emails at kkd1@msstate.edu, or you can call the lab at 662-325-3313.
Today we've been speaking with Dr. Carrie Jones, Soil Testing Laboratory Director at Mississippi State University Extension. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.